And joining us on the phone from down in their home in Martell, Iowa, are Kim and Marvin Hunter. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining us on the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
Are you there too, Kim?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, good. Now, I want to be sure, Kim, you took Marvin's name, right? So you are Kim Hunter too? Oh, okay. Okay, I know you were Kim Silver. Now, the two of you, when did you get married? Last Saturday?
Yes, last Saturday.
And you did this, Marvin, in an unusual way. You got married in a tree stand.
Yep.
I've never talked to anybody, live or on the phone or anyplace else, that got married in a tree stand. How in the world did you happen to decide to get married in a tree stand?
Well, it all started Christmas time when I gave Kim an engagement ring, and her first question her mom asked me, she says, "When are you getting married?" And I told her, "If you can get the marriage license yet today," I said, "we'll get married tomorrow in a tree stand down at my brother-in-law's in the timber." And she says, "You're kidding." And I said, "No." And then just one thing led to another, and Kim, she got on the internet and looked up hunting theme wedding, and that's how she run across a lot of our ideas, and it just pursued from there.
Kim, where on the internet, I mean, I am impressed with the internet, but where on the internet can you go to find plans for a hunting wedding?
Well, actually, if you go in and type hunting themed weddings, it'll bring up, I ran across like a couple other couples that they didn't have outside weddings, but the bride was in a camouflage dress, and it took place, you know, their wedding still took place in a church.
Oh, I see, but it was... But it was your ideas, you two ideas, to really go the whole way and do it in a tree stand.
Yeah, when Marv suggested that, and then I thought, okay, well, I can find a camouflage wedding dress.
So your dress was mossy oak, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, where do you go to find that?
There's a company down called Camel Formal.
Is that right?
Louisiana, and they actually have a contract with Mossy Oak that they're the only ones that can make these camouflage dresses with their material.
Oh, for crying out.
It's a regular silk dress, just like a wedding dress material, and they do wedding dresses and prom dresses and about anything you can imagine.
Well, now, when I read about this in the newspaper up here, I went online, and of course, there's a lot of hits for your wedding, and I was hoping to be able to find a picture of your dress, but I never did. Is it on the web anywhere where somebody can see a mossy oak wedding dress?
There was one we found the other day, but I couldn't tell you right.
Oh, okay.
I know, because we went under Marv Kim Hunter's wedding, and we just started flipping through, opening up everything that
mm-hmm.
was there, and there was a news station that actually had a clip that you could actually see parts of the wedding and stuff.
Marv, we want to remind folks we're visiting with Marvin and Kim Silver of Martell, Iowa, who got married last Saturday in a tree stand, dressed in camo. And as I understand it, Marv, all the wedding the whole wedding party was also dressed in camo. Is that right?
Yeah, my brother-in-law was the best man, and we took a trip up to Cabela's in Wisconsin, and we found his, it was just a pair of Realtree AP jeans, and then it was a tan polo shirt, and the sleeves of it was camouflage, and then her sister, she wore a pair of camouflage,
capris,
kind of a matching top, and after we started this whole ceremony, it just went too fast, and like Kim would say the same thing, wish it would have, could have drew out a little longer, because this whole thing was so unique.
Oh, yeah, and it took you so long to plan it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We had it had our minister from our Lutheran church, and we even had him up on that shooting platform to have the ceremony.
Was he in camo?
No.
Oh.
No, he wasn't. But we shot our bows. We had everything figured out, and we had a 3D set up on the ground, and she shot, and then I shot, and then we went up above and had the ring exchange, and the vows were up from the shooting platform, and we had our other set of bows up there, and we shot a 20-yard shot up there at a big 3D ram, in which this whole thing took place at a bow hunter's club out in Mount Mosa.
Uh-huh. So how high up is the tree stand? And when you were up there, how high in the air were you?
Oh, probably 17 foot.
Really?
Yeah, and the whole platform was big enough for all five of us to sit up there and still had some room.
So rather than as many people do, in fact, I should tell you, by the way, it's kind of fun interviewing you because I just got married a little over a month ago myself. My wife Helen and I, who have been together for 17 years, finally decided to tie the knot. We did not, by the way, wear camel. And we did not. We were not married 17 feet in the air. But so then you shot, you know, part of a lot of weddings is where the couples will take candles and light a single candle, but you accomplished that by shooting arrows into the same target, right?
Yeah. So we still had the unity candle.
Oh, you did.
The thing was over. That was done inside the club where we had a reception at.
Oh, okay. And how many people did you invite to your wedding?
Well, hon, how many was there?
Oh, I bet there was probably maybe 50. Okay. It was just mainly family and then a few close friends.
Sure. My guess is that all 50 had never been to a wedding.
No.
With no, the over at
they
camel.
Were all shocked.
Now, how long, Kim, obviously the reason you did this, the two of you must be avid hunters. How long have you known each other?
We've known each other for almost 7 years.
Uh-huh. And yes. Who started hunting first, or were you both hunting at the same time when you met?
Well, I was shotgun, and I had just started bow hunting, and Marv had deer hunted also with a handgun.
Oh.
And then when we kind of just started seeing each other, he went out and bought a bow. And then he bought me a Matthews bow. And things just kind of went right from there. And we have a heyday going out hunting together.
I'll say, so when you go hunting, you do hunt together. Is that right?
Yes.
Interesting.
We have more than one space. We got like seven or so tree stands posted. Another property, we've got like three tree stands. So we always put up at least two so that we can always go together.
Huh. Now, how do the two of you do? Do you usually get your deer?
Marv is very good.
Is he?
I'm there for entertainment.
Kind of like at the wedding. Now, here's one question I got. You got married in the woods, in a tree stand, dressed in camo. How do we really know this happened? I mean, if you'd had to blend in, how did they even know you were there?
That's what the article in the Cedar Rapids Gazette here in Cedar Rapids, it said something about the camouflage and KCRG TV9 TV. They had it on air, and the anchor man said something right at first that they're dressed in camo where they're at. It shows the video of it was on the news, and it was so unique because the TV station did such a beautiful job with the whole thing.
So how did you let people know ahead of time, Kim, that this was going to happen so they had people there covering it?
Actually, Marv called one of our local channels down here. They always have little tidbits in their sports section and stuff, and they go out and will do, like, special things.
Mm-hmm.
He called him to see if he was interested in doing a story because it was so unique. And he jumped right on it, and next thing we knew, we had the Gazette calling us and wanting to know if they could come out. And actually, they called the day of the wedding while I was getting my hair done, wanting to know if it was still okay if they showed up and took some photography. And we were like, you know, sure, that's fine. And it just exploded from there. We were so surprised that there was so much attention on it. It's like, it'll be a day to remember for us.
Well, I was going to say, I asked Marv, you know, this has appeared everywhere on the internet. I'm sure you've done a ton of these radio interviews or TV interviews. Did you ever in your wildest imagination think that you'd arouse this much attention?
No. No.
So, Marv, how do you follow this up with your first anniversary? What do you got planned for? I realize it's a long way off, but you could better start planning now.
It never crossed my mind, but this idea of hunting together, going to back up here a little bit. When we turn around and get up, especially when we go out early in the morning, and we try to get out there before the sun gets up,
mm-hmm.
and we have such, like she said, entertainment. By the time she gets so bundled up, and she has so many clothes on, that she just barely waddles around, and we get out in the timber, and we have to walk sometimes a long ways. And
sure.
One day we was getting bundled up, and after we got back home, we was telling people we was out deer hunting. And they said, "You're crazy." And, well, we might be, but it's just the idea. It was 25 below.
Oh, my gosh.
Wind chill. And it was snowing and blowing, and here we are out walking across the field, getting in our tree stand, and we just loved it. And everybody thinks we're nuts.
Well, I don't know if you're nuts. I got to question your wisdom a little bit at that weather. In fact, isn't it a little tough to do bow hunting when it's blowing that hard, when it's that windy?
Oh, you got to
adjust, huh?
Right, yeah. And there's get them close, but when it's just luck.
Sure. Now,
see them, have them come in is the biggest thing.
Uh-huh. Now, whereabouts is Martell in Iowa? Give us a frame of reference there.
East Central.
Okay. Okay, what's the closest... how large
is it?
Yeah.
Cedar Rapids.
Oh, okay, sure. And I know you said that in a little bit here you had to go to work, so I don't want to hold you too long. Do you both work together too?
Yeah, we work in the same place, same shift, same hours.
Oh my gosh.
You
don't think the two of you don't think this is too much togetherness, do you?
Oh, no.
Huh?
No.
Okay.
Oh, she come right on that one.
No.
we do everything together.
Well, that's great. It's
just the idea that, I've been married and divorced before, and so was she, and I've had some bad situations, and I look back at that, and I keep saying that it's never going to happen again, and she's been through some bad things, and it's just the idea that the more time we can spend together, even before we got married, we've always done everything together. We go grocery shopping together. Even I got a 14-foot John boat, and I enjoy fishing, and I got her into it. And if that boat leaves the driveway, I'll guarantee you she's going to be in there.
You're both there. Well, I think that's great, and to have a second chance at happiness that way, and I don't blame you a bit for taking advantage of it and being together all the time. Well, and I got it. We have been visiting with Marv and Kim Hunter of Martell, Iowa, who just a week ago, just a week ago, got married. Kim was a vision of loveliness in a mossy oak wedding dress, and I'm going to go to their website and track that down, Kim. I definitely want to see that. And the whole wedding party was dressed in camouflage, and we're married in a tree stand. And it's a wonderful story, and I especially thank both of you for joining us on the Roadhouse tonight. I appreciate you taking their time.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great life together.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.